Hello and welcome to No Words Music, episode 56 to be exact, where we will be spending the next hour or so spinning some movie scores from past and present, but mostly from the 80s because whether you like it or not, that is when soundtracks peaked. And I'll see you in the comments if you think otherwise. But there's plenty here to enjoy, regardless of your taste in movies and music and the decades both were born in. As always, there will be two sets tonight, and I've gone kind of meta and created a theme for each. So set one are going to be tracks from composers who are more likely to be known for their movie scores than their other types of releases. While set two is going to be the reverse or opposite. So these will be tracks from composers who are mostly known as recording artists that dabbled in the world of movie scoring. So we're going to just get right to it, get it going. With the most recent release we have on tonight's show, this is Harvester Attack from Hans Zimmer's Dune Part 2.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Welcome back, movie buffs. We started our cinematic first set with Harvester Attack from Hans Zimmer's score for Dune Part 2 that was released this year. Zimmer, known for his epic compositions and going bong a lot during his scoring, was chosen by director Denis Villeneuve to capture the grandeur and intensity of Frank Herbert's epic saga. Zimmer is mostly famous for his work with directors Christopher Nolan and Ridley Scott on movies like Inception, The Dark Knight, Blade Runner 2049, and Gladiator. Next up, we heard Irina's theme from Giorgio Moroder's Cat People, released in 1982. This cult horror classic tells the tale of a woman with a deadly secret. I've never seen it because I just don't do horror films, but I do really like this score a lot. And many of you might know Moroder's other 80s scores like Scarface, Flashdance, and Top Gun. And then we braved another corridor of horror with the main title from The Shining by Wendy Carlos and Rachel Elkind. Stanley Kubrick enlisted Carlos, who, as I hope you know, is a pioneer of electronic music, and asked her to create this haunting atmosphere for his horror masterpiece, again, Never Saw, because see above. Carlos is also celebrated for her work on A Clockwork Orange. And again, you know, I totally would never watch any of these horror movies she did, but I love Wendy and I'm a total Moog slut, so do enjoy the soundtracks. Then we sailed to the New World with Vangelis' score for 1492 Conquest of Paradise, released in 1992. Now, of course, I was going to play Vangelis on this show, but didn't want to highlight the obvious choices of Blade Runner or that Chariots of Fire song that everyone sings when they're doing something in slow motion, but rather, you know, what I think to be one of his best scores for a pretty terrible movie. I don't recommend watching it, but I highly recommend this soundtrack if you are a fan of Vangelis. Then we heard a great track from a great movie. One so great, it won an Oscar for Best Picture and Best Soundtrack. Ludwig Göransson's Fusion from Oppenheimer, released in 2023. And this track was part of the epic score for that very epic biopic about J. Robert Oppenheimer, another one directed by Christopher Nolan. And Göransson is also known for his work on the movie Black Panther, Tenet, and the series The Mandalorian. And then the last track in set one was Philip Glass's The History from Notes on a Scandal, released in 2007, a drama that follows the scandalous affair between a teacher and her student, and really portraying the intensity of the film's central affair. Glass is also acclaimed for his compositions for movies like The Hours, Watchmen, Fantastic Four, and Kundun. So that was our set of artists who are, I would say, mostly known for their film scores. Now let's flip it for set two with artists who are decidedly not, but have made some great contributions to this other art form. So let's kick it off with Queen's Flash Gordon.
Thank you. preso e se vien pure a me.
Set two began with Queen's In the Space Capsule, the love theme, from Flash Gordon, released in 1980. Director Mike Hodges enlisted Queen to infuse this cult classic sci-fi adventure with their musical genius. Queen also did the soundtrack for another 80s film, Highlander, which I've only just seen for the first time recently, and I just can't believe it took me so long to witness that awesomeness. Next up was Peter Gabriel's Birdie's Flight from the movie Birdie, released in 1985, about a Vietnam War veteran suffering from PTSD. Gabriel also wrote original scores for The Last Temptation of Christ and Rabbit Proof Fence. I should probably watch these movies someday before someone revokes my Genesis card. Then we heard Pat Metheny's group's Dalton Lee from another film out in 1985, Falcon and the Snowman. Director John Schlesinger chose Metheny to bring a contemporary jazz fusion sound to the Cold War thriller because nothing says geopolitical conflict like experimental jazz. Then we went digital with Daft Punk's Derez from Tron Legacy, released in 2010, and was the follow-up to the 1982 movie Tron, which was scored by Wendy Carlos, who we heard in the first set. I recently heard a third Tron movie will be out in 2025, but no word yet on who will do the soundtrack, although the internet is speculating M83 or Paul Oakenfold. And I'd be thrilled with either of those choices. So next up, we heard Stuart Copeland's Ennicott Steele from Wall Street out in 1988. Oliver Stone enlisted Copeland, best known as the drummer for The Police, to create a pulsating soundtrack for his tale of greed and excess. Copeland also scored two additional 80s movies before he did Wall Street, Rumblefish and Talk Radio. And finally, we return to the sands of Arrakis with Toto's Dune, the desert theme from David Lynch's adaptation of Frank Herbert's Dune, released back in 1984. Legend has it that Lynch was actually going to go with Giorgio Moroder before finally choosing Toto for the soundtrack, and Toto turned down doing the soundtrack to Footloose to work on the Dune soundtrack. Pretty sure they're feeling a little bit of regret over that decision. And on that fun fact, we have arrived at the end credits of tonight's episode. Thank you all for sitting through this selection of cinematic sounds, and let me know what your favorite movie soundtrack is, and perhaps I'll do a part two on this theme. Obviously, higher consideration will go to scores from the 1980s. So thanks again, my friends, and until next time, be sure to check out all the great shows here on progrock.com, your ticket to the best progressive rock.